Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Good morning, Jordana. How are we doing today?
Well, I'm okay. It's Thanksgiving. Are you set for? I know you're working till 3, but did you have to prepare anything? Did you have to cook anything, or are you able to just go be a guest?
I'm coasting. I'm coasting this week.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I just have to bring my pie, that's pretty easy for me.
Bear with me for this first quick take. Okay. This is literally a pain in the butt. A jury has awarded an Iowa woman $19.8 million in a verdict for 3, quote, botched colorectal surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
In June of 2018, in what was supposed to be the second of a series of surgeries for a woman by the name of Lynette Nelson, Dr. Leitner was supposed to move her entire rectum, but, quote, botched the operation, leaving 5 to 7 centimeters of diseased rectum inside of the body. When Nelson had returned for the third surgery, she was informed that Dr. Leitner was, quote, gone, and they weren't sure when the doctor was returning, thus being consulted further by a different doctor who then said, you know what, we have to start this all over again. Monetary compensation could exceed $27 million in what would be considered future emotional damages plus current stress and damages already done. Not really a quick take, Jordana, but have you ever heard of a doctor kind of crumpling it up and restarting something like this?
Oh, my gosh. He should have done that before the surgery. That's awful. Hopefully, she'll have some kind of recourse, you know, even after the guy, like, disappeared. Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. And you know what? You know what? I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call somebody who graduates last from medical school?
What?
Doctor. Okay. So even the ones that are bad at it, if you make it through, you still get to be called doctor.
I was waiting for a setup on that one, but
no, that's it. Okay. You still call them doctor. So that's why it's so important to get referrals and recommendations, and it's just I'm so sorry for that woman.
That's not a fun experience. It's about a year of troubles from what I read.
Yeah.
It is Thanksgiving, which means many are already taking part or planning on taking part in Black Friday shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Topic which has been brought up a lot in Quick Takes, a time or three. Certain items I found on the big, huge deals being featured are the Hoka Kiwana 2s for those into fitness and running. Those are only $99, usually $140.
Those are sneakers.
Yes.
Those are sneakers.
Sneakers, mm-hmm. Yep. something called a Crock-Pot electric lunchbox. I had no idea this was a thing, but this is kind of fascinating. It's kind of like a handheld. You bring it with you to work, and it keeps it warm, I guess.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's about $40. It's on sale for $30. Apple AirPods 4, currently $69. Those are $129 typically. And a Dyson V8 Plus for those in need of holiday cleaning. Usually $390 is on sale for $280. Have you already delved into the Black Friday deals, Jordana?
Yeah, I have. And I don't plan on buying anything unless, you know, my children's Hanukkah list insists of things that I know are going to be 30% off on Black Friday. Yeah. Then I'm going to be smart about it. And then I'm going to definitely delve in. But I believe I'm getting duped.
Oh, boy.
On Black Friday, because here's and it's from my own child. It's not actually from the it's not from big sales. It's not from, you know, big consumerism. It's from Marley. She and Ruby are flying back separately tomorrow. They just have two different itineraries. Ruby was coming from Atlanta, and they're all in New Jersey now, and they had two different itineraries coming home. So she says to me, Mom, I land around the end of your show tomorrow. Can you come pick me up at the airport? Of course, immediately, yes. That's my love language, by the way, dropping somebody off or picking them up at the airport. I think that's important. And she says, but Ruby doesn't land till 2 hours later. So what do you think about like going over to Mall of America for Black Friday? And then we'll go pick up Ruby after. And this to me sounds like an elaborate scam to get me to the Mall of America on Black Friday with a human who you all know I can't say no to. I don't like it, but what have I done? Of course I've agreed. She's my child. I'm a sucker.
Yeah.
Of course I agreed. So I swore I would never be anywhere near a mall on Black Friday, and I am eating my words because my child has somehow gotten me into this mode of airport pickups. The two are working against me, and at some point I will be at Mall of America on Friday.
Yeah,
so.
Well, once you're in the vicinity, you get sucked in.
I'm getting roped in.
MOA is a madhouse on Black Friday. Did it a couple years ago. Wasn't really. I'm not going to say it was unpleasant, but it was it was a zoo.
Yeah,
if you're a Gophers fan, you might get to see the great Max Brosmer take snaps on Sunday against the Seahawks in their afternoon matchup. J.J. McCarthy currently under concussion protocol, leading many, including Kevin O'Connell, to prepare Brosmer for his first real playing time as a Viking. We turn to our NFL expert, Jordana Green. Is Max Brosmer the answer to the Vikings' woes this season?
You know, I thought you might ask about this. While he is irrelevant, by the way, to this season, Brosner's name is highly relevant to the Vikings' long-term strategy for 2026 and beyond. I mean, the real question is Max Brosmer the long-term answer to the Vikings' quarterback dilemma? And as a talented collegiate player, he's certainly on the radar as a potential draft pick who could compete for the starting spot in the future. The Vikings will be thoroughly scouting prospects like him to determine if he has the NFL-level mechanisms, arm strength, decision-making, and leadership to transition from college successfully to professional stability. He may be the answer to the team's future stability. But for this season, of course, the Vikings have to look at the clipboard, not the college ranks.
Well said. Well said.
So glad you asked. Yes. I mean, I've been thinking, I've been meditating about this. I've been doing some deep research about this. And I want to thank Google Gemini for helping me out.
You do have U of M ties. It's a passion project of yours. Yes.
Mm-hmm, that's right. My son. Mm-hmm.
We'll do another Turkey Day question. If your turkey's not out of the freezer by now, you are dead in the water for Thanksgiving dinner. But
you're in trouble.
Many stores are, in fact, open today for last-minute food shopping. Cub, Whole Foods, I think maybe even Byerly's. I'm not 100% sure. You could do Holiday or Quick Trip as well. They're always open. Are you locked and loaded, Jordana, for today's festivities? Or do you have, or maybe have you had the occasional run to the store in scramble mode?
Oh, definitely been run to the store in scramble mode.
Okay.
That has happened. But yesterday, because I feel bad if people have to work, especially at a food store. You know, we should have planned better, America. I mean, why do we have to make the people at Kowalski's and Byerly's and Cub even open for half the day? They should get the day off.
Yeah.
But I get it. We forget things, and I understand. We're not organized. We're not a great species. I'm among the not great of the species. I have had to make the last minute run, but this year I was well prepared. I had to go to a separate store to buy the pie crust that I like. Then I had to, I went over to the Byerly's to buy the pecans and the Karo syrup, the Karo. Someone said it was like Sparrow, the Karo syrup. So I have done that. I've already cooked them. They're wrapped up. They're in the fridge. I am set for Thanksgiving this year. Again, my only responsibility is pie. And that's it. So pie it is.
There you go. I love the level of preparation that you bring.
Yeah, I mean, it's not when you ask me to only prepare one thing, that's easy. Remember, you're talking to somebody who does almost a full Thanksgiving dinner every Friday night for Shabbat. We, you know, we bring it.
Yeah.
But I, yeah, I'm so, this is a vacation, me having to just do the pie. So I handled
you're
it yesterday.
Yeah.
I made sure I checked because I thought maybe the Byerly's, you know, was going to close early last night. It, you know, it wasn't. And I'm sure there are some places that are open today where you could still do the dash, you know, the dash and dine.
Oh, yeah.
Because you forgot something. And you know, look, for the cooks who are preparing the whole meal, thank goodness that something's open because that could get them in a bind.
Yeah.
So when we come back, the turkeys that were pardoned, Gobble and Waddle, are the two turkeys that President Trump pardoned. But did you know that they stay in a fancy hotel before they get their pardon? I was fascinated by this interview on CNN. You'll hear more about it next. Who knew?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Oh. That Gobble and Waddle, the Thanksgiving turkeys, got the royal treatment before they get pardoned. By the way, it's not like the famous last meal or it's not like the last wish. It's they get this great treatment before they go on TV and get pardoned by the president. They stay in a super fancy hotel called the Willard in our nation's capital. And I saw an interview on CNN about the treatment of these turkeys. I couldn't properly articulate all of it, so I am playing for you now the interview with the hotel manager of the Willard Hotel and the treatment of Gobble and Waddle before their pardon. Here it is.
Joining me now is Yap Bolens. He's the manager at the Willard Hotel. It's great to have you with us. So, Gobble and Waddle, staying with you at the Willard, did you have any interactions with them? How were they as guests?
Yeah, they were pretty good guests. And thanks for having me. They arrived on Sunday just in the afternoon. Red carpet welcome. We do this every year. Mm-hmm. And they checked in. They stayed within one of our newly restored rooms and had a great stay. It's a beautiful tradition that we kicked off for the holiday season.
They look pretty happy there.
Yeah, I think
around,
so too.
checking out the digs, as it were. How did this become a tradition? Because it is a tradition, right, that your five-star hotel hosts these turkeys.
Yeah, I think our proximity, of course, helps. I think the Willard has long had been a residence of presidents, so for us to host them made total sense. I think, having done this now, I think 13 years in a row, and there might be some before that too, but being part of this tradition is a beautiful thing. And and every time it's a beautiful, different farm as well. Mm-hmm. So this time it's out of North Carolina. And it's great to see to have them come through. They never really cause an issue. There's never really any noise complaint or anything like that. So it's great to have them.
No noise complaints. Do they tip housekeeping? Because I would imagine there's maybe a little cleanup when they leave.
A little bit of cleanup, but together with the NTF, the National Turkey Federation, we do a good job in making it look like they were never here. So.
Is it? Are they always in the same room? And I ask that because if people wanted to stay, for example, in the turkey pardon room or suite, is that something they could do?
You know what? That's a great question. And we've had those requests, but it's not always the same room. But it's something to look into. But yeah, these two, as you can see here, it's a double queen room. Mm-hmm. And it's connecting, so its handler is staying next door just to keep an eye out for them as well.
I mean, you got to be careful. Two turkeys.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen because we've all heard the stories, have we not? They're not always known as being the friendliest of birds.
That's true.
What was your experience?
You know, these two, particularly, and every year it seems like they've been trained for this. So from what I heard, they actually train them with music. So as they grow up, they've been surrounded with different types of music, humans, and just, actually really behaving very well. So once mm-hmm. you see them here on the red carpet, they never really venture out. They never really attack. They make some, the gobbling sound. But other than that, they're great. They're great to have.
I'm going to put you on the the hot seat a little bit for this one. So apologies, but you mentioned they're sort of trained with music. I mean, is there, and I actually mean this very seriously, is there a playlist that they come with? I mean, is this in their rider? How does that work?
You know, that's great. So we don't play that music, but I know that at the farms, anything from rock music to classical music, I know have been played. So I'm not sure which band favors which turkey, but it depends maybe on the farm that where they come from.
Fair point. What is it about this tradition that you and the hotel really love? Why is it so important to be a part of this and to keep it going?
No, I mean, for me, it's special, but I think also for the staff and the whole hotel, how much engagement goes into this, how many people are actually participating, and together with the National Turkey Federation, making this a great success. It's really something special. I know everyone who works at the hotel is really looking forward to welcome them. Of course, it comes with a lot of media, it comes with a lot of attention, and also a lot of children love seeing this. So, having them come to the hotel is really special and an honor for us as well.
Yeah, absolutely. This is sort of a delicate question, but I feel like I have to ask.
Yeah.
Getting so close to, this year Gobble and Waddle and other turkeys in the past, now we know they've been pardoned, but has it influenced in any way your personal Thanksgiving menu? Bottom line, do you still eat turkey?
Oh, I still eat turkey. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't say that enthusiastically, but at the hotel, we prepare
it was pretty enthusiastic.
But at, you know, at every year we prepare for a great buffet on Thanksgiving Day, and it's yeah, it's something special. I mean, I know these farms put so much time and effort in it to be the best farm they can be in this time as well. So, but I know it's a beautiful tradition. It goes way back. I think the first official turkey pardoning was in 1947, I believe. So that's President Truman. So that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, it's great to see the tradition continue. Yap, really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you
so much.
Of course, they don't misbehave. They have their own playlist. They have a queen suite. They have people bringing them meals. I would never leave either.
No.
Of course, they don't misbehave. Nobody bothers them.
Yeah.
Come on. They can't read, so they're not reading the menu, so they don't know what you're eating. But are you kidding me? I feel like I want to be a turkey that gets pardoned on Thanksgiving. That is a great gig.
That was
I haven't
pretty good.
Been to.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
good.
Right? Don't you think? They have no idea. Turkeys are famously stupid, right? They have no idea what's going on. So these turkeys, which are beautiful, by the way, I mean, the turkeys that I see in my yard, they're gray, multiple colors. They're not attractive. They got the wattle, what's it called? Whatever the neck thing is.
Yeah, the gizzard.
They're pretty gross. Yeah. Gizzard, is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah. Yep.
And also, they're mean to each other. I see them out there all the time. They're usually picking on the smallest one, or if, God forbid, the smallest one goes to eat where they're eating, they'll peck at them and chase them away. They're not nice to each other. And also, they're not nice to my dog. She is small. She thinks she can play with them. They want nothing to do with her. So the turkeys, they're not attractive. They're not nice. But look at them getting the queen treatment at the Willard Hotel. Who knew? Next year, we're going to have an investigation into how much money it's costing taxpayers to send the turkeys to the Willard.
What is the most high-end hotel in Minneapolis you could think of that we could have a turkey featured in?
I mean, probably the Four Seasons?
Probably, yeah.
Is that the one that's downtown? Or,
I mean,
right?
Yeah,
is that the
is.
New one?
Yeah. I mean,
where Mara is?
New-ish, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I mean, what else
Adam
is
Carter
downtown?
Money,
that's super
much.
Nice.
Adam Carter.
Right,
afford,
right.
Yeah.
The Intercontinental. Do we still have one of those?
Yes.
Yeah, I just used to stay at the Hilton before I moved here. I don't know if that's fancy anymore. It was nice.
I mean,
it was before I had kids, so, you know, I had some money.
Best Western was fancy, so.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, Pam and Jeff used to take us to, we would stay in motels when we would drive down to Florida.
Yeah.
You know, we would stay where the door opened right to the parking lot. Yeah, you know, just for the night on our drive down to Florida to see the grandparents. But some fancy stuff going on at the Willard Hotel for the pardoned turkeys who are now off to a farm to live their best life. When we get back, some more positivity bringing you this Thanksgiving. Another great interview. I spoke with AJ Owen. He's a guy, just a regular guy from Pittsburgh. And when we started cutting in this country, when the Trump administration started cutting the SNAP benefits during the government shutdown, he started a food bank in his front yard. We reached out to him. He said, I'm getting a lot of media. I'm happy to come on with you at WCCO Radio. He'd never heard of us. Man, remember, dude lives in Pittsburgh. And it all started because he was trying to teach his kids about those that have less than they do. Hear this awesome interview with an awesome guy. It's not an awesome interview. He's an awesome guy. He is truly inspirational. AJ Owen, next. We get to meet some really...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Fascinating people on this show. That's one of the reasons I love doing this job, is because if I read an article or if I hear something, you know, I can say to David and Adam, hey, let's talk about this on the radio. And then one of us will go find that person or that thought leader or, you know, or an expert in this field. And we get to meet amazing people. And it's like free therapy. We get our questions answered. We get to talk to really fascinating people. AJ Owens is one of those people. It's a guy who, during the shutdown, was trying to explain to his kids why people weren't going to be able to afford groceries, why people were going to suffer without their SNAP benefits and without food banks. So AJ told us why he started a food shelf in his own front yard.
It started with keeping my two boys, 7 and 9 years old, what's updated, what's going on in our country, and the fact that people weren't going to be fed didn't sit right with us. And so it started with a single tote that had Christmas lights in it that we cleaned out, and two hand coolers, and there was an immediate need. We spent $150 at Aldi. Almost 70% of that was gone overnight. That turned into our community showing up for each other. That turned into more totes, more food, more monetary donations. And, last Saturday, we were very fortunate to open our mailbox and find an envelope full of thousands of dollars for our food pantry.
I saw that video, and you have tears streaming down your cheeks as you're showing that cash. Do you have any idea where that came from and how that ended up in your mailbox?
I have no idea where that came from. I assume I will never know. But every time that video gets played or is even talked about, I start to tear up. So please don't bring it up again. but it truly, that moment, changed everything. And, you know, that video has 19 million views. We've helped hundreds and hundreds of people in the community. I mean, we've had people drive from over an hour away to come here and get fed, get diapers, get formula. It's just been, just beautiful.
I love everything about this, the support from the community, but also that you were trying to explain to your young sons about SNAP benefits going away. Now, I hope that you guys have enough that you can feed your family and that you're okay. Why was it so important, because you're parent of the year right now, why was it so important to teach your kids about families that were going to struggle. And how did you do that to young kids, to with your young sons?
Yeah, I was raised in an environment where, you know, we went and served Thanksgiving dinner on, you know, to those less fortunate than us on Thanksgiving and that type of stuff. And so to continue that with my children, who have always been naturally giving, their teachers always rave about them, their counselors in school are like, those are the two boys of the year, even before all this started. And so I've always had two young men who have just are beautiful in their hearts. And we want to make sure that, you know, we didn't know it would come to this. We just wanted to make sure if someone needed to get fed, that they got fed.
Mm-hmm. How quickly after you brought that first crate, so did you bring that to, a food shelf, and then other people just kind of started doing it based on your video, and that's how this all kind of ballooned into this?
Yeah, we literally just posted it right in our front yard. We got a foam board from the dollar store and wrote Free Food Pantry. We posted in our local Facebook groups. Hey, with the potential of, you know, benefits going away, we have this here if anybody's in need. And like I said, from there, it just, we've ballooned into now a full shelter, honestly, in my front yard. We have got 10 full totes. We've got pet food. We've got, hygiene products, tampons, food, cereal. Someone made homemade Christmas bark and dropped that off for people. And it's been amazing.
Can you tell me about the people who've showed up to take some of this stuff? Have you had any interaction, and have they thanked you? Because that's a difficult thing for people to do. Next Tuesday we have a radiothon that we do every year, mm-hmm. about, you know, people who need help, and one of the biggest obstacles is overcoming is the people who are, you know, prideful and say I it's tough to ask for help. What do you say to people like that who show up and get some of the food you're offering?
Yeah, absolutely. We always do our best to give everybody privacy. If I do happen to be out there restocking things, moving things around, I always ask them if they're okay with me being out there. Usually it's always a yes. We do get a lot of people at night, probably for that exact reason. And what I always tell them, I had someone yesterday say the same thing, like, I'm so embarrassed. And this is no different than you coming over for dinner. You're coming over to have a meal. You're coming over, your family's getting fed, and you're leaving happy. That's all that matters.
Wow, that is so beautiful.
Yeah,
just that was so beautiful. AJ, how is it functioning now? Now you have a lot more food. Are you just giving donations to local food banks? I mean, are you setting up a full service food bank on your lawn? I mean, what does it look like outside your house in Pittsburgh now?
Yeah, quite literally. I have someone came by the other day with a $2,500 like blow up shelter tent. That's, you know, it's actually beautiful here today, but it's been cold. We had a little bit of snow come through. It's been windy.
Okay.
So now it's fully encompassed, fully enclosed. I was able to, you know, buy another table and put more food out outside of the weatherproof totes that I had. Mm-hmm. And so, I've just been restocking it as necessary. I had a whole team of volunteers come in over the weekend to sort my living room because it was a disaster in the best way possible, obviously. And so I'm just trying to keep up with it.
So oftentimes it makes news when like kids get in trouble with the cops for having a lemonade stand. Has your local authorities or has anybody complained? You know, sometimes you got the nasty neighbor. I don't want all these people on my lawn. Have you had any pushback like that, policy wise or community wise?
We haven't had anybody complain that I know of. And actually our local police station even dropped off a $50 Aldi gift card for us.
Very nice.
Oh, so nice. So nice. Amazing.
AJ, clearly you're a hell of a father and telling your kids about these life lessons. And
love.
What message do you have? Be a dad to the rest of us who turn everything into a political fight nowadays. And you obviously have cut through that and just talking to your kids about need and want and helping your fellow man. What's your message to our listeners about like what you tell your kids and why you tell your kids that?
Yeah, I've had so many people in the comments of you know, viral posts and like just be so negative about, you know, you need to work for food. And it is not controversial that everybody needs food.
Yeah,
I have people coming in here with babies needing size one diapers. Nobody deserves to be unfed, unclothed. It's a just basic human right. We're all here for each other.
AJ, how can we help?
You know, if you have some volunteer time and want to come over to Pittsburgh, I would love to see you guys. No, truly.
I meant, where can we send you money?
No, I understand that. We're so good. We've had so many people, you know, even members of the Pittsburgh Steelers have reached out and been in my house, actually. And so it's just been such a blessing. And
Aaron Rodgers? Really, what about Aaron? Has Aaron showed up?
No, not yet. Not yet. Yeah, we've luckily I've had so many people donate money, donate time. You know, I had somebody drive an hour to talk for 45 minutes. They handed me $500 and drove an hour back home. It's just, Pittsburgh's really come together to help each other.
I love everything about this. AJ Owen, thank you for being a great dad. And thank you for just doing the right thing for the community and trying to help in a world where so many of us feel helpless.
I'm so happy that so many people have been inspired by this. And I appreciate you both for having me.
I'm so glad I got to listen back to that. What a great guy. And it makes perfect sense. Nobody should not have size one diapers. Nobody should be hungry. I get it. And AJ Owen and his boys and everybody who participated in that food bank and still doing that, you guys are part of the solution. And I'm grateful that there are people in our communities that are like AJ. I'm grateful there are parents out there like AJ, and I'm just thankful that there are people still willing to do tikkun olam, to heal the world, to understand. I mean, look, we get it. Sure, everybody has to pay for food. Everybody should work. I get it. Okay. But everybody has sometimes fallen on hard times or needs a little help. And I love that there are people out there willing to be helpful when those are in need. So, great story. Again, grateful to have this job, to be able to meet and talk with people like AJ Owen of Pittsburgh, who didn't even like want our money. He's like, no, we're good. No. Tell us where we can send money. People are still going to need to eat. They're still going to be hungry. Even after the government opened up, people are still hungry. So what a great lesson for all of us, AJ, in parenting and in just being a good human. When we return, how much do you know about Thanksgiving? We're going to do a Thanksgiving quiz. If you want to take it, that's fine. If you have time between all your preparations and watching the parade, 651-461-9226. But otherwise, Josh Wheeler, we are going to find out, who often works on Thanksgiving, how much he knows about Thanksgiving in America next. I don't know that I'm a Thanksgiving aficionado. I'll tell you this. I love the parade. This is probably a gift given to me by Pam Green. Because she would always have the parade on. She loves a parade. So we would always watch the Thanksgiving parade. And friends, as I am doing the show from the comfort of my warm home in St. Louis Park, I did not go downtown today. Josh is in studio. Don't worry, keeping the wheels on this bus. I have the parade on in my office. And you know what? I'm watching these people rock out and dance. I can't hear them. Okay, so I can't hear them. But this is fun. Right now, there's a giant peacock on the Winter Paralympics float, and people are singing and dancing and wearing fun costumes. And you know what? It is a feast for the eyes. I am loving the Thanksgiving Day parade, and poo to anybody who does not appreciate it. A lot of work goes into it. It's fun. It's wholesome. You know, it's not controversial. It's wholesome. Just watching people sing and dance and sort of glide by on a completely ridiculous float. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And then, of course, you always get sort of the rogue Snoopy, you know, that bumps into people or takes down a building, which is fun, also fun. The deflated Garfield, right? I think that happened one year. I'm not sure. I don't remember if it was Garfield or not, but like completely deflated, the runaway Minnie Mouse. It happens. So I love a parade. That's what I love to do Thanksgiving morning, no matter what is happening. But I found a Thanksgiving quiz and I figured I would give it to Josh. Josh, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Feel free, everyone, to use this, and in your homes tonight, quiz each other. Have some fun. That's not political. Where did the Pilgrims celebrate the first Thanksgiving? Josh, was it Jamestown, Virginia, Plymouth, Massachusetts, or Newport, Rhode Island?
This one is easy. Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Ding, ding, ding. In 1621, a good autumn harvest led the Pilgrims to hold a feast to give thanks. It lasted for 3 days. You should know this, Josh. What are the names of the turkeys President Trump pardoned before Thanksgiving this week? Is it drumstick and wing, stuffing and gravy, gobble and waddle?
G- Gobble and Waddle.
That was a gimme because we just had a segment on that. They each weighed about 50 pounds, and they were pardoned and will live out their lives at North Carolina State University's Prestige Department of Poultry Science. Josh, which U.S. president issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation? Was it Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, or Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
I'm going to go with Mr. Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, you're going with an even different. You're going with a that wasn't even somebody I offered, but you're wrong either way.
All right, you're wrong either way.
Yeah. George Washington issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation on October 3rd of 1789. Abraham Lincoln would later declare Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. Josh, turkey is the typical centerpiece of Thanksgiving dinner. Which U.S. state raises the most turkeys?
So easy. I've followed the news. It's been all over the airwaves this week. It's Minnesota.
Go ahead.
It's Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah. Woohoo! You're absolutely right. According to the USDA, around 32 million birds were raised in Minnesota in 2024, followed by 27 million raised in North Carolina. Not even close, North Carolina. Shut it down, North Carolina. Our turkeys are way better. Get out of here, East Coast turkeys. We need some Midwest turkeys, some solid, stocky turkeys. That's right. Josh, what is the average price for a 16-pound turkey this year? Is it $15.75? Is it $21.50? Or is it $49.25?
$15.75.
Incorrect, my friend. Inflation and high grocery prices. The average 16-pound turkey is $21.50, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. By the way, that's down more than 16% from last year. So maybe they're not as high as we think they are. Josh, which Thanksgiving dish was invented in 1950s by a Campbell Soup Company employee? Was it the green bean casserole, the sweet potato casserole, or candied yams?
I'm going to go with this because it's a staple in my household, the green bean casserole.
Absolutely it is. The Campbell's home economist, Dorcas Riley, his name was Dorcas, yes, invented the green bean casserole as a new way to use Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. It wasn't originally intended for Thanksgiving, but it quickly became one. Josh, cranberry sauce is another holiday staple. How many pounds of cranberries do Americans consume during Thanksgiving week? Is it 20 million, 80 million, or 250 million?
Going to go with 20 million because it's one of the most overrated staples of the holiday season.
You're incorrect. Cranberries are delicious and very healthful. Americans consume 80 million pounds of cranberries during Thanksgiving week and 400 million pounds per year, mostly from juice or juice blends. Let's get in these last two. Josh, parades are a long-standing Thanksgiving tradition. Where was the first Thanksgiving Day parade? The very first. Was it Philadelphia, New York, or Boston?
I'm going to go to New York.
It is now, but it's not the very first. Gimbel Brothers Department Store, not Macy's, in Philadelphia staged a Thanksgiving procession in 1920 with 50 people, 15 cars, and a fireman dressed as Santa. Macy's held its first parade in 1924. Here we go. Last question. Another Thanksgiving tradition is football. Which NFL team has played the most games on Thanksgiving? Is it the Bears, the Cowboys, or the Lions?
That is the Lions.
More than 80 games on Thanksgiving Day, a tradition that first began in 1934. The news is next on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.